Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. There's a very laudable organization here in town called the Baltimore Orchard Project, whose goal it is to remind us that we are surrounded by an urban forest, and like any good forest, a lot of those trees are bearing fruit, which is there for the taking. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, there are some very interesting things out here, including the mythical pawpaw.
Yes.
You've invited an expert.
Yeah, and we have Eric Sargent, who tells us exactly what your position is at the Orchard Project.
Sure. So from the Baltimore Orchard Project, which is a program of Civic Works, and my position there is the planting coordinator.
Okay.
So what my main focus is on is inspiring people to plant trees in their spaces. So
sure.
Whether you're a community member, a part of a church or a school or even a community association, and there's an area where you want to plant an orchard, my role is to come out and support you in that process.
That's great. And so tell me, though, in the city, we have random trees. And there are pawpaws out there.
Right. You're correct. So there are some native fruits here in Baltimore that grow naturally in the forests that already exists in this region, as well as some orchards that were planted before we even began as an organization. So part of the role we play is not only just planting new spaces, but also getting people excited about the trees that already exist in the area and taking care of them.
A pawpaw is a real thing. It's a real fruit. It's not just a song that kids sing.
Right. So, yeah, it's more than just a myth. It's out there. It's growing on the trees. It's kind of shaped almost like I say like an enlarged jelly bean.
Yeah.
And they're green and kind of have a little bit of a yellow tint to them as well. And they're a delicious fruit.
They ripen around now.
So, yeah, in September,
yeah.
They usually ripen, and you'll know that they're ripe when they start falling from the trees.
So you want to find them on the ground.
Exactly.
And then they're really, and they have a really unique texture.
Yeah, very creamy.
And are you actually actively planting them too in the city?
So we are. It's one of the fruit
awesome.
Trees that community organizations can request when we plant with them. Of course, we want to make sure they have the right conditions
for
it. But yeah, we're planting new pawpaw trees all the time. So hopefully there will be more available for the picking and the eating in future years to
awesome.
Come.
In terms of harvesting, though, you got to be careful if you're picking them up off the ground because the pawpaw can get rotten really fast. I happened to find a pawpaw orchard once, and I was told that if you could just twist it a little bit and it comes off in your hand, then it's really ready to eat.
Right,
had
so
a little bit of softness
the
to it.
Pawpaws on the ground are a great signal that the ones in the tree are ready to pick.
Yeah, okay.
You can pick them off the ground as well. You just want to make sure, you know, there's no deer droppings or anything that, just to be careful.
And so we also have some apples, right? We have apple orchards around, older ones?
Yeah, so there are a few apple orchards in the city that are more mature other than the ones we've recently planted with groups. Down in Carroll Park in Pigtown, there's an orchard there
cool.
at the Carroll Mansion.
And you have a map on the website where people can go and see where these trees exist in the city?
Right. So if you go to our website at Civic Works Baltimore Orchard Project, you can actually find where some of these orchards are, where we've planted, and check them out. And also contact us. And there's various ways to get involved in taking care of the trees and coming out to harvest and getting to eat some of the fruit yourself.
That sounds like a great thing to do with the kids and really educational.
Yeah. And I think it's just cool that all, throughout the city, speckled all over the place are these fruit trees that these guys take care of.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Eric, thanks for being
with us.
Thank
you for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.